I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is Sal Capaccio from WGR 550 in Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills sideline reporter. Sal, good afternoon.
Hey, Sal.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I definitely remember because we got a lot of compliments. It was a great segment, actually. It was a really good insight on the Browns, and hopefully I can live up to that for the Bills for you guys.
Oh, you'll be fine. All right, so give us the most important question I have burning about Buffalo right now. Anchor Bar or Duff's?
Well, actually, most people here would say neither.
That is
where you go. Now, here's why.
When you're a tourist, that's where you go, right, Sal?
It's like the tourist places, yeah. Right? It's like the known places that you go. But really, there's a lot of really good like local establishments that people would recommend over those. Now, listen, I think they're both very good, by the way. And I think if you are in Buffalo, I will say you should go to those places just once to experience it because the Anchor Bar is the original home and Duff's is known for it. But there are definitely some places like 911 Tavern, Bar Bill, Gabriel's Gate, Elmo's, things like that that you only know when you come here and people tell you.
I got to tell you, Sal, I was there 2 weeks ago before the Eagles game, and Eagles fans just overran Duff's, and I was really disappointed. But the wings were amazing, so it was worth it. It was worth the hour and a half wait to get chicken wings, just so you know.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if you're coming from out of town, you're going to go to those places. But if you know people like me and you guys come here, I'll take you to the spots that it won't be like that as much, and you're still going to get some tremendous chicken wings.
All right, Sal, I'll be back up there for youth hockey at some point. I'm calling you. You better give me a recommendation. Okay.
No doubt.
Sal, shed some light on Josh Allen for me. When, you know, we had the number one pick here in Cleveland and we needed a quarterback, I'm looking like crazy, and I thought, I don't want to use the number one pick on Josh Allen, yet he's the guy in this draft that I think has the biggest upside. What do you think of him in Buffalo, and what do you think his upside is as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I think that, you know, he still could have the biggest upside. You know, you take a look at that 2018 draft, and, you know, right now it's starting to kind of shift the other way a little bit. Josh seems like he's more of an ascending player. It's not a huge ascension yet. He is trending up, though, slowly. What Baker's doing this year, obviously he's declined from last year. We'll see, you know, where that goes. Lamar's looking really good. Sam Darnold just isn't the quarterback I think a lot of people thought, whether that's the circumstance he's in or himself. And then, you know, Josh Rosen can't even get on the field in Miami. So I think we're happy here in Buffalo with Josh Allen and his progression so far. But I think really a lot of people want to see a bigger uptick and a quicker uptick. And, you know, he's not throwing for a lot of yards. His accuracy and completion percentage is still pretty low, but it's better than what it was last year. And really more than anything, guys, you know, the decisions with the football, some of the interceptions he's thrown, fumbling the football, those have been too many. Now, the last few games, though, he's been doing a really good job of that. He did put the ball on the ground last game. The Bills recovered it. But the last three games, guys, he's thrown 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's gone 89 straight passes without an interception. So, you know, he's trending up. And here's the thing. The Bills have an organization here where they've kind of really insulated him with a really good defense and a good running game. And they're taking it step by step with him. They're not asking him to be a guy who has to go out there, they have to lean on to win games. They're asking him right now to be more of a game manager, and that's fine. But at some point, he's going to have to be more than that, and that's when we're going to question, is he up to that task?
So I'm just curious, and this is not a derogatory statement towards what the Bills have done this year, but do you look at the teams they beat this year and go, okay, I really, really, really want to buy in 100% and say 6-2, this is going to be a season of dreams? Or do you say to yourself, well, we played some teams that don't have the greatest records at all. Does that go through your mind at all?
It does, and I'll tell you guys, it is the ultimate debate we've been having here in Buffalo, even with Bills fans. You know, Bills fans are really kind of skeptical, even, you know, with the 6-2 record, how good they are nationally, power rankings. Well, they're not getting respect. Some people say, well, they don't deserve it. They played the easiest, quote-unquote, schedule in the league as far as, you know, winning percentage goes. But, you know, I'm a guy, and I've always believed this, that, you know, sports are about finding your way to victory, however you can do that. And my big thing is, I wrote about this week, this on our website, which is the Bills know who they are. They've built an organization here where they understand how they need to get to victory each and every week, and they're going to play it that way. They're going to try and get out of character. They don't. They lean on their defense. They lean on their running game. If that means that they have to beat the Washington Redskins by having a one-score lead in the fourth quarter, then so be it. If that means that they have to, you know, come back against the Miami Dolphins, and so be it. Whatever way they have to get to the end to be on the right end of the scoreboard, that's what they're going to do. But there is certainly a lot of people who are guarding against how good this team is, and partly of that is history. I mean, those in Cleveland, you have a history. We have a history that's not very good with our pro sports franchises, especially in football. The Bills were 5-2 in 2017. They got the 5-5. They finally made the playoffs. 5-2 in 2008. The bottom fell out. You know, I think part of it is basically guarding against that happening because they see the schedule has been light so far.
Sal Capaccio joining us, sideline reporter for the Bills, WGR 550. Let me ask you one more Josh Allen question. You think he's going to be a big-time quarterback in the NFL? If you had to guess, is he a guy who, I won't say Jim Kelly status because Jim's a Hall of Famer and a phenomenal quarterback, but do you think he's a guy who can be there 10, 12 years in Buffalo and be a really good NFL quarterback, Sal?
I think he can be here 10, 12 years. I think he can be a good quarterback. I don't know if he can be, you know, ever considered a top five or six quarterback in the league, which is ultimately kind of what you want when you draft him in the top seven. But I do think he's going to be good enough, and I tell you, he's a great leader. He's very smart. He plays within the confines of what they're asking him to for the most part until he decides to kind of go play a little hero ball once in a while. And you know, that's been what they've been trying to rein in. But to be honest with you guys, I think he has the tools at least to be here for a long time and, you know, be the guy that kind of they can rely on to be a steady quarterback. I'm not sure if he can ever take the step to be one of the upper echelon quarterbacks in the league.
Hey, Sal, I'm just curious, and try not to use any of the bias that Jeff may have put inside your head while he was on your show. What was your perspective on the Browns heading into the season and where they are right now?
Bias?
It's a great question. Bias. I appreciate you asking me that. And
yes.
I'll tell you, I did not buy into them as much as everybody else did, but I love their talent. I love what they did with Odell and bringing him in. And I was a Baker Mayfield guy coming out of the draft. I loved his accuracy. I think, you know, if I go back, I remember he was my QB1, so I had no problem with them taking him. I thought, you know, some of the things that he was criticized for, I just think, you know, you got to be a little more buttoned up as a quarterback. I get all that, but I really liked him. But here's the thing, guys. Here's what I thought about the Browns going in. That was, could Freddie Kitchens handle all of the personalities? You heard that before. There was a lot of questions about it. I think he's done a good job of that. I don't see, from the outside looking in, personalities clashing with each other and things like that. But what I also see is, to me, I think that, you know, life came at him a little too fast. A year and a half ago, he was coaching five guys. Then he has to coach three coordinators. Then he has to become a head coach. And I can tell you, from watching him in Buffalo and going through so many coaches we have as well, like you have in Cleveland, Sean McDermott, it's kind of opened my eyes to see what a head coach really looks like. The head coach is a leader. It doesn't matter how smart you are, what your resume is, how many players you took to the Pro Bowl, how many times you finished in the top whatever in offense or defense. The head coach has to be the CEO of a program. He has to be a leader. He has to have everybody on the same page to buy in what they're doing. You can't have fighting amongst the organization. We've had that here. Doug Whaley, Rex Ryan, Doug Marone, Russ Brandon, whoever it is. This organization here in Buffalo, for the first time, and I grew up here, and I've been covering the team professionally now for 8 years, too. First time since I've been around, since the 90s, this team is on the same page with the right leadership. And I just think, from my perspective looking in, I don't think the Browns have that, even though I think Freddie Kitchens is respected and he's viewed as a smart man.
So Buffalo comes here playing the 2-6 Browns. Browns have been a major disappointment. Bills have been one of the best stories so far. What is this game going to look like? Bills' defense is good. Browns' offense looks like it should be tremendous, and it hasn't been. What are you expecting game-wise?
Well, I think the Browns are going to try to run the ball against the Bills because they've had some trouble stopping it the last few weeks, and the Browns are very good at running the football. In the locker room this week, guys, the four words I kept hearing from Bills defenders were, Chubb is a beast. They kept saying that. They know that. They know that Nick Chubb is a very good running back. There's a run game that they have that they can bring to the table that the Bills are going to have to try and stop. I think the Bills are going to focus on stopping that. I think they're going to do their best to make sure they put the ball in Baker Mayfield's hands and say, look, you know, the season he's having, let's see if he can try and beat us. And I know there's been talk there about getting the ball to Odell a little bit more. And the Bills have a very, very good cornerback here in Tre'Davious White. I think he's trending towards a Pro Bowl season this year. And he, the last week, for the first time all year, traveled with the other team's best wide receivers. You expect that to happen here again, and that might be the matchup to watch in this game. Now, on the other side, the Bills can run the ball too, and I expect them to do that, and especially Devin Singletary emerging last week with all the carries he did as a rookie, 95 yards last week, yet another like 40-something in the passing game. I think there's a team where both teams in this game, I think, are really going to try and lean on the running game, and I think both defenses are going to try to make the other quarterback beat them throwing the football.
Sal, here's the other big question about the game. Is there any talk about blue taking over our stadium on Sunday? Because we've seen this before when the Browns are, I mean, at 2-6, no one's made the playoffs since they've realigned in 2002. And we've seen it before where other teams have taken over the stadium. It's such a short drive for you guys to come on over here. Is there going to be an influx of Bills Mafia here in Cleveland this weekend?
I'll tell you what, guys, as the week's gone on, I've heard more and more about Bills fans coming over there. When the week started, it wasn't as much. Maybe the weather's playing a little role, and that's going to be a little bit warmer and better than what it looked like. But as the week's gone on, I've been told there are Browns fans dumping some tickets, and Bills fans are taking advantage, and they're going to come over there. I don't think it's going to be like what it was in Nashville. I mean, literally, like, Bills fans took over that stadium. There were more Bills fans, I think, in that stadium down in Nashville than there were Titans fans. It was absolutely incredible in that city. So I don't think it'll be like that, but I do think you're going to get a very big influx of Bills fans. I do know there's several Bills backers chapters there. I've been invited to a few parties, downtown, come on to this bar, that bar. And Cleveland has that as well. Passionate fans are here in this city. I've seen them when they come to town. But I do think you're going to get a very strong contingent of Bills fans there.
Sal, we appreciate it, buddy. Thank
Sal,
you.
Sal, thanks.
Much.
Anytime. Good. Love talking to you.
Yeah, good insight.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate you as well.
You got it. Sal Capaccio, WGR 550 in Buffalo. He's the Bills sideline reporter, crushing my dreams of Josh Allen becoming a Hall of Famer.
Devon, get the table!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.